two poems I want to conclude with that I usually finish readings with. In Autumn is a poem that I won't go into the details about. It's a poem about, in a sense, it's a poem about belonging in my own life too much and wanting to leave it, if only for a split second. It's an odd poem for me because it really happened. All the details in the poem are true. Like I had climbed a hill beside the house, the little house I was living in Ohio. At day's light, I dressed my cold body and went out. Calling the dogs, I climbed the west hill and threw cut wood down to the road for hauling. Done, there was a kind of exultation that wanted to go on. I made my way up through briars and vines to a great stone that rises at the hill's brow, large enough to stand on. The river below was a thick, dark line. My house was quaint. I sat, not thoughtful, lost in the body a while, then came down the back way, winding through stands of cedar and pine. I can tell you where I live. My grief is that I bear no grief, and so I bear myself. I know I live apart, but have had long evenings of conversation, the faces of which betrayed no separation from a place or time. Now, in the middle of my life, a woman of delicate bearing gives me her hand, and friends are so enclosed within my reasoning, I am occasionally them. When I had finally stood high above the house, land, my life's slow dream, for a moment I was required to turn to those deep rows of cedar and would have gone on walking endlessly in. I understand, by the body's knowledge, I will not begin again. But it was October. Leaves in the yellowed light were altered and familiar, and we who have changed and have no hope of change must now love the passage of time.